Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming in to see us today. We really appreciate it. I want to, before I start talking technical stuff, I just wanted to set the scene about what exactly Skype and Media is and what we've been doing since the team started about 4 years ago. So essentially what we do is we help broadcasters to create innovative content from a cast of millions powered by Skype TX. Skype has about 300 million monthly active users, and it's essentially used across most, if you watch a lot of morning TV or if you watch a lot of news, it's dominated with remote feeds coming in via Skype. I just put this picture in. I'm not sure how viral this video was in outside of England, but essentially lots of the moments and viral content that happens across the world is generally captured via Skype through sheer accidental moments, where we had this professor from who's based in South Korea, who's an expert, and had both his kids basically barge in. And we've seen really lots of funny memes and lots of GIFs off the back of that. So down to what Skype in Media and Skype TX, the product Skype TX actually does. Now, at its very basic level, essentially Skype TX allows you to take your call, so the general Skype where you use to call your grandmother and lives in Australia, we have essentially rewritten Skype, created it, now it's an actual appliance, and it gives you HDSDI in, HDSDI out, and you can actually manage your audio professionally. This is the first real true professional version of the product aimed at broadcasters. It's actually starting to disrupt the satellite and fiber line industry, we're finding. We're finding CNN, especially an early adopter of Skype, using it with nearly every contributor who they can't actually drive out to get a satellite truck there. On each end, you see contributors using traditional Logitech cameras, just with good lighting, and in the middle, you've got someone coming in over a satellite van. The main difference is we don't charge for a HD quality call coming into your home base. What you're seeing, and in the middle, you're looking at about an investment of $10,000 for 15 minutes of uplink time to a satellite traditionally. Now, we weren't going to let professionals use the consumer version of Skype. What we wanted to do is really rebuild the professional version of Skype called Skype TX Controller. What it allows you to do is stack calls. It lets you look at people's bandwidth. If someone freezes, you'll be able to upload a still image of them, and it can preserve the audio. We say that producers love it because they've got that quality and reliability and control, and we've got engineers who can actually take this appliance and integrate it. We've had engineers integrate this within half an hour as long as they've got the right instructions and firewall tools. As I said, it's an appliance. We have three hardware manufacturers, NewTek, Riedel, and QuickLink, and we have Broadcast Bionics, who are disrupting the radio industry. So when you have radio call-ins, you know, if you think Dr. Fraser Crane, it's not happening over the phone anymore. Generally, it's happening over Skype. So this is that's our first foray into software only. So you, as long as you have the Broadcast Bionics phone box software, you'll be able to call people in over Skype and have a nice high-quality call there. So essentially what I'm here to talk about today is creating a turnkey workflow to basically create and produce innovative and engaging content. So what we found, and a lot of the installations that we've had, which are at our broadcasters, but we're also seeing a lot of enterprises who have Skype for Business integrated right now. And what we're seeing is essentially, you know, people want, and enterprises want to go global. There's lots and lots of companies, whether they're startups or whether they're huge enterprises, they've got Skype for Business, and essentially when you're doing a Skype for Business call, you're locked to the Skype for Business ecosystem. And what this helps us do is actually, you know, do you want multi-camera performance? Do you want to live stream to your own app or to a other platform? And you can actually, you know, do things like seamlessly integrate with Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or even Twitch if you're a gamer. And so you've got the freedom of broadcasting to all these different platforms, but also you've got the security of actually, if you only want people on your global address list to look at, they can actually just look at that view and engage as well. So essentially what we're talking about here is you've got Skype TX, which is based on the Skype consumer version. You've got Skype, Skype for Business, and you've got NewTek. And now NewTek is one of our valued hardware partners, and they have a product called the TriCaster. If you're not familiar with it, it's essentially one of the leading production switches that are available on the market today. And this is a sample of what a typical workflow would look like. You can, it's as easy as just setting up a Skype for Business meeting. You can plumb that into a TriCaster, directly into a TriCaster, where the latest versions of TriCasters actually have Skype TX integrated already in the hardware. And then you can actually, you know, use Skype for Meetings broadcast, which is what a lot of people are familiar with, which you can broadcast to up to 10,000 people. So that's on the B2B side. Also on the B2B side, if you've got Yammer, you can have Yammer conversations and have customers, or you can have people in your business actually comment and you can reply to the comments. And then on the B2C side, as I said earlier, you can live stream to Facebook Live, YouTube. Basically, it's you decide. You know, you can actually stream to two different destinations at once. And our core business, our business up until we've launched this workflow, is we've seen multiple enterprises using Skype TX with their comms teams to actually call in to CNN, NBC, BBC, to actually do their earnings reports, or to actually call in and actually have a good quality controlled environment in which they can actually engage with the presenter or newscaster. Essentially, you can, as I said, you can live stream to multiple different to different platforms. You can actually focus on actually multiplexing in the cloud as well, so you can stream to your heart's content. We're seeing a very big upsurge in Facebook Live, not just for B2B, but traditionally companies that do B2B, but also with B2C customers as well. So it's a good way of engagement, and we're seeing that as long as you're consistent with your live streaming strategy, you will see growth in that area as well. So a bit more about the TriCaster. It's basically probably one of the most complete production systems on the planet. And it's the central hub that essentially the glue between the different components that we're talking about here. So virtual sets is something that we're really excited about. You know, you can design these to your heart's content, or you've got several hundred different presets. Essentially, you can make yourself look like you're part of a $1 million studio, but only be as part of a studio that's costs radically less than that. And you know, this can be part of your Skype for Business meeting, and it can be live streamed to anyone who you want to be live streamed to. The screen, you know, represents where you see the Windows 10. What's really interesting is sometimes when you're doing a meeting and you want to share a video with everyone, you have to say, everyone go on mute, watch that video. That's not needed in this scenario. When you're doing training, we see lots of this workflow happening with multinational training seminars and things like that, where they can actually play the video with no drop of frames. And then if they want to have a guest presenter in and they are on their phone, or they've just got a laptop without Skype for Business, they can very easily call in with on the consumer Skype, and that all happens in the back end where the Skype call comes in on the right there. Okay, so upstairs on the seventh floor, we actually have this set up, and I'll invite you to come up in your lunch break after you've had a sandwich to essentially look at what we've done there. Now, it looks complex, but essentially this workflow can scale from something that is for a niche purpose to something that can be distributed and scaled to a company such as Microsoft. And that's it. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Questions?
Hi. So this is a good question. The minimum bandwidth required. So are you talking about to perform a Skype for Business call or live streaming?
Let's say business to a consumer that, or a casual user that might be on a cell phone.
Okay, so we've seen, so traditionally, if you're using Skype, we've seen you can actually get a HD call if you've got like 5 meg up, 5 meg down. If you're actually integrating with a consumer, you're live streaming to your consumer, there's lots of things like bandwidth that takes, that you have to take into account, right? So if you've got a 10-10 line in an office and you want to live stream it, a HD video to YouTube, I think that's enough overhead to actually, you'll find a balance through like trial and error before you go live to see what's the best optimization to actually live stream to your consumer will be. And it'll be adaptive as well. So if you're live streaming HD and depending on what platform you're on, they actually are on a phone and they're on 3G or you know something like that, and they don't have Wi-Fi, it'll adapt automatically to so that the consumer can get the best overall experience of your content.
Oh, question Hi. Over here. Sorry.
How many input streams can be integrated into one consolidated output stream? So how many live right. feeds could be brought together into one screen?
Okay, so you're talking about feed aggregation on the TriCaster. Well, that's a good question again, thank you. Basically, I'd say that really depends on what type of TriCaster you have. Now, the new TriCaster essentially has a IP workflow, which means you can, you know, if it's a camera on NDI or you can actually bring in multiples, you know, 16 is what we've tried and it's worked. But then if you've got a hardware base, so if you're talking about HDSDI or HDMI inputs or feeds, you know, depending on the TriCaster, the tiers are, you know, from 4, 8, 12, 16, that kind of thing. So we can talk about that afterwards if you've got something specific in mind, a specific user case. Thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, one last question over here. Eric?
Hi.
So I looked at the product a lot last year, and first of all, I think it's great.
Thank you.
The one barrier to entry that I had at when we were looking at last year was actually just the TriCasters themselves, which are kind of still a little bulky.
Right.
Do you see those kind of coming? Where's the balance between that and more of like almost like a cloud-based version of this, or really trying to minimize that hardware footprint? Because that was a little bit of a barrier to entry for
Okay,
us.
So that's a good point. So essentially with TriCaster, you're starting to see its form factor dramatically change, especially with the new TC1, because it's more of an IP-based workflow. You know, the hardware is essentially there to offer on-premises encoding and things like that. So it's actually doing less. So it's actually doing less of the arduous work of like handling various analog signals. You know, so that's really where the TriCaster is now. We've actually upstairs. If you come and see us on the 7th, we've got the someone from NewTek who's been who'll be able to answer that much better than I can. Okay. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Let's give a big round of applause to Anand.
Thanks. Cheers.
Thank you so much. Be sure to join them on the 7th floor and check out the Skype In Media.